Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crackers when we need them.
And coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Have you been watching California lately? Interestingly enough, in California, although they have had little pockets here and there, for the most part, California is not getting burned down because the rich coastal leftists who have the hate has no home here signs in their exquisitely landscaped front yards would never put up with that nonsense in Shangri-Left. In a very real way, the chaos that the leftists are creating by handcuffing other people's cops. And do you think the cops in California will ever get an order to stand down the way they have in Minneapolis or Portland or places like that? You know, in a way, that's not anybody's, that's not California's problem. It's not your problem. And unless you are still living in a Democrat hellhole, it's probably not your problem at all. So why again, when some big blue city that hasn't had a Republican mayor since phrenology was the pseudoscience of the day, as quackery goes, headbutt interpretation is way less damaging than weather paranoia and flu panic, suffers self-induced ritualized convulsions upon the death of yet another felon, should the rest of us care? But we will care. At least for now, because we're nice people, and we think all Americans should live in something like peace and prosperity, and it's hard to get through our heads that not all of our countrymen feel that way. The chaos and the violence and the misery that some Americans exist in is actually their choice. It's a choice that the leftists make, and they can make that choice because blue city voters inexplicably elect leftists who choose chaos. They tried giving people money. That failed. Astonishingly, handing people free cash does not magically make things better. Then they tried improving the economies in these places by importing a bunch of foreigners to take all the entry-level jobs. Once again, astonishingly, that did not work either. Their current experiment is to make the city's worker woker by not arresting criminals who make the cities unlivable and releasing the few who are in jail. And I know you're not going to believe this, that has made things worse. So even though we do want to help, for now, because eventually there will come a point where the non-blue city dwellers just shrug and say, you're on your own. It's not really clear what we can do gently. Now, 29 years ago this week, a bunch of soldiers tried to make Los Angeles safe again for a few weeks when they deployed in the Rodney King riots. It was quite an interesting time for suburban guys who had never ventured into the tougher parts of South Central to be rumbling through in an M113 with an M16A1 and a basic load of ammo. Those people that had never seen this before in their own city got to see up close the reality of leftist misrule, though it was largely obscured by flames. The people at the time, during the Rodney King riots, they loved the arrival of the soldiers of the guards. They did not dig the LAPD, but they loved the guards, citizen soldiers, particularly because many of the troops We're based in smoldering Inglewood, for people who know the geography. We're from the affected neighborhoods. And they didn't take any guff. Many carried their own weapons and allegedly engaged in firefights with gang members with their own pieces, so they did not have to account for spent Army rounds. The official combat tally was low. You had a Salvadorian drug dealer who got his head blown off trying to run down some guardsmen at a roadblock. Legend has it that the investigation consisted of some LAPD detectives rolling up, asking what happened, saying, "Oh, okay," and then driving away. Also, rumor has it that a fleeing rapist got free gender reassignment surgery with a 5.56 millimeter round. At other times, so it has been said, the guardsmen just beat the crap out of gangsters who learned not to screw with the army guys. And the locals were not heartbroken at this, not at all. And this was before cell phones and total camera coverage, but the people were pretty happy about the thugs being driven away for a while. One lady said how happy she was that her kids could now play in a park now that the drug dealers were gone, thanks to the National Guard. A lot of hugs going around at the time. And it was like it was when I was in Germany. In Germany, the German people would come, when we were there to defend them in the 80s, they would come out and bring us quite nice food and desserts and pastry and all this other stuff, because we were in their community planning to defend their country. And it was that way in California. Maybe all of that was not politically correct at the time, or even this time, or not then, or whatever, but it was morally correct. So there is an answer to the violence, and it's called law and order. And in extreme cases like riots, it consists of massive, overwhelming, hyper-violence force. But that's a choice, too, and one our gutless elite is not willing to make. They'd rather let the body count rise. They could end the murder spike tomorrow by backing the cops and dumping the leftist brought prosecutors for some real law people. They could shut down riots and gangs and drug houses by simply shutting them down. But they won't. And their constituents are not ready to force them to. Not until the violence gets intolerably bad. And the left can tolerate a lot. Or until the thugs push their luck by pushing into the suburbs and scaring the Trader Joe's Chardonnay mommy set. And then it's on like Donkey Kong, people. To them, dead people in the ghetto are a statistic. Crime in the rich suburbs? Well, we just can't have that. It's all fun and games until it affects the white leftists calling the shots. And word was that during the riots, Beverly Hills, a liberal bastion, had its PD just shut the city off from people of color for a few days. If you had melanin, you weren't getting in. And don't hold your breath waiting for the BHPD to be defunded even today. So the question is not whether we normal people should just let the cities burn. In fact, we don't really have a say in this unless we mobilize and invade. And that's not going to happen anytime soon either. Now, the question is whether the leftist establishment will tolerate this junk, and the answer is that it will until it gets scared. But then, all bets are off when that happens. All bets are off when that happens. So, you know, while we sit around, and I mean, I sit around, and I'm prepared, and I've you know, various kits and all this other stuff ready to go, and various scenarios, and all these other things that I try to prepare for. The fact of the matter is, unless it happens in front of me, around me, I won't have very much to do with it. You won't have very much to do with it. Only the people in these blue city hellholes will have something to do with it. And the first thing they will have to do with it is to tolerate it. But then how long will they tolerate it? How long will they let this go on? And if it's all about equality and all this other stuff, why doesn't it matter right now? And why does it take pushing into the nicer side of town to make a change actually something to consider? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line. Golly, the Providence Line, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Names. Names said to you, demanding that you listen to them to remind you of the outrage. We'll never hear the end of these names. Eric Garner, Alton Sterling, Michael Brown, George Floyd, Rashad Brooks, and now Dante Wright. I was down and out when the Dante Wright saga was trendy. We'll never hear the last of them because there will always be more. And there will always be more. And because certain people are invested in forcing us to hear about them. But the problem is what they demand we hear isn't the truth. Now, is it a tragedy that Dante Wright is dead? You betcha. Yes, it is. Should he have been shot dead on Sunday by a Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer? Why, no, he should not have been. And we can get this out of the way very easily. The Brooklyn Center Police Department employed, it appears, a female cop who, after 26 years on the force, can't tell the difference in a stressful situation between a taser, which would be worn on her weak side, and her Glock, which is worn on her strong side, which is done that way simply because that way you won't make a mistake. So to call this a failure of hiring and training would be quite a generous thing for us to do. There was something of a hue and cry over the firing of the city manager in the Minneapolis suburb because he called for the officer to be given due process, which she should. But the fact of the matter is that the most likely result of due process in the Dante Wright case is firings up the chain of command anyway, because this was a failing. The officer in question, Kim Potter, who was a former police union local president, has resigned. The police chief has resigned. Mike Elliott, the African-American Democrat mayor of Brooklyn Center, seems pretty intent on trying to throw everybody under the bus, but he should resign. We could have an argument about diversity hiring here. We could also have an argument, as Reason.com was insistent on, they raised this in an article, about the deadly stupidity of laws like the one Minnesota has, criminalizing the hanging of air fresheners or other items from the rearview mirror of a car. Over there, Billy Binion pronounced Dante Wright dead as a result of that idiotic statute. But he's wrong on that one. The law, disgracefully ridiculous though it is, did not kill Dante Wright. And this is the sad part. And this is the sad part about all of these young men. Dante Wright and all the others, they're killed by the life they lead. He wasn't pulled over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. He was pulled over because he had expired tags on his license plate. Then it was noticed that he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. Then it was noticed he had an outstanding warrant. Then it was noticed that he resisted arrest. Then it was noticed he got back into his car and drove away from the police, which he had done before. He'd done this back in June. And the circumstances from which that police encounter arose make for scintillating reading. And he was reported to the police for waving a gun around, and when they showed up, it turned out that Wright didn't have a permit for that gun. So he ran away, and he was cited in order to appear in court. He didn't, which occasioned the warrant for his arrest. That's not all that appears on his record. There was the February arrest for aggravated robbery. There was a disorderly conduct charge arising from a 2019 incident. There was the guilty plea in late 2019 to possession and sale of marijuana. And there was an arrest warrant for armed robbery. Wright was accused of chokeholding a woman and threatening her at gunpoint, demanding $820 intended to pay her rent. Dante Wright dropped out of high school, fathered a child out of wedlock he couldn't support. And he couldn't, even with the petty drug dealing. He borrowed $50 from his parents to take his car to a car wash and had his girlfriend in the car with him with expired license tags. He stopped by the police, he resisted arrest, and then attempted to drive away, which raised the likelihood that he would expose his girlfriend to bodily harm. She was apparently injured when, as he bled out following being shot by Officer Potter, he crashed the car attempting a getaway. So, in other words, this is someone who chose to be a penny ante John Dillinger. But he ended up with a full ante. His parents are justifiably upset at his death, Loss of a child is one of the most heartbreaking events anybody could bear. But Dante's right calling him a great kid. He said he was a normal kid. He said he was never in serious trouble. He enjoyed spending time with his two-year-old son. He loved his son. Great kids don't fight with and then flee from the cops. Great kids don't bring the police around because they're waving guns. Great kids aren't arrested for aggravated robbery or for dealing drugs. Or in the community Donnie Wright came from, maybe they do. Maybe that is considered great. If so, that's a lot bigger problem than any incompetence of the politicians and the police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. But you're not going to hear too much about that, are you? You aren't even allowed to talk about the fact that this 20-year-old kid had already messed up his life and may have been well on his way to becoming a career criminal. Dante Wright had perpetuated the cycle of out-of-wedlock childbirth, academic failure, the inability to learn and deploy a marketable skill, and escalating criminal behavior that so horrifically afflicts the inner black community today. If his life was great and not substandard, then we will never be rid of these tragedies. And they're all fundamentally the same. Career criminal on the fringe of society, a failure in life, involved in drugs, likely faced with prolonged jail time upon arrest and resisting arrest. So how do you prevent this kind of thing from happening? You try to prevent young men from living lives like this young man did. But you're not allowed to say that, unfortunately. Neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris, both of whom had the opportunity to lead, but instead chose to pander to the mob, would say it. Nor would the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, another pandering Democrat responsible for more of his state's destruction than perhaps all of his predecessors combined. And they have hired Ben Crump. Of course, Ben Crump is the most, they didn't need him owing to the Barney Fife nature of this particular shooting. But he was on the scene in Brooklyn Center before Dante Wright's body was cold. And he said Dante Wright's life matters. It does matter. It matters to Ben Crump. Dante Wright will be a nice paycheck for him. And so will the next Dante Wright. But the next Dante Wright will only keep the wheel turning around and around and around. Sadly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump says he's 100% considering running again in 2024 with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Trump telling Fox Business that DeSantis is a good friend of mine and a great guy. Twitter is blocking a racial slur that trended describing Republican Tim Scott. The slur gained traction after the South Carolina senator gave his GOP rebuttal to President Biden's congressional address last night. The slur was up for a number of hours, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio is calling out Twitter for their double standard.
But the problem here is not that Twitter doesn't take it down. The problem here is that they take it down when it's against Democrats or the left, but they don't do it or are slower to do it when it's against the conservative or the right. That's the problem, and that's the hypocrisy here.
and you're listening to USA Radio News. More than a year after many in the United States were forced into lockdowns by the pandemic, Americans are taking to the road again, whether returning to work or taking long-delayed vacations. But travel plans could be disrupted in the months ahead due to a possibility of gasoline shortages. There's an abundant supply of petroleum, but according to one trade group, almost a quarter of the country's tanker trucks are currently idled because there's no one to put behind the wheel.
Last year during the pandemic, many of the drivers retired or they went to different industries, and that created a shortage.
Janet McGee, AAA's Director of External Communications, speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. McGee continues with what you can expect when you hit the open road.
What we're looking at is the summer. In terms of it's happening most likely in spots that are very popular in terms of travel destinations for the summer. So beaches, so mountains.
More news online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. The old Dante Wright thing is very intriguing to me, just simply because of the how many it's. You ever had a drawer in your chest of drawers that's just full of all this loose junk? There's so many loose details in the Dante Wright case. And right now it has the left riled up. But there's a lot of people on my side that are less than pleased at what happened as well. But if we're going to blame law enforcement in general for his death, we might as well go back to the roots, because at least part of his death was because of gun control. Now just hear me out on this one. He wasn't pulled over because he was black. He was pulled over because he was in the middle of a moving violation, which prompted police to pull him over. Had it been you or me, we would have gotten a ticket and gone about our day. Now, for Mr. Wright, this wasn't possible because he also had an active warrant. That's one reason they take your license and go back to the car. They're going to find out what kind of desperado you are. So then they went to arrest him. Unfortunately, he resisted arrest, and that led to things getting out of hand. Yet, had it not been for the warrant, police wouldn't have tried to arrest Wright, and none of us would have ever heard of him. So why does any of this have to do with gun control? Well, first, the arrest warrant. Wright was accused of carrying a weapon without a permit and fleeing from the police. The documents of the case are filed under 27-CR-21-4400. They detail charges that Wright carried a pistol without a permit and ran from the police. A complaint filed on March 4th said that Wright had had an encounter with police on June 30th in Minneapolis. It was officers responding to a call about a man with a gun they found Wright in a car with other people. Said that Wright ran away from the officers who chased but did not catch him. It was said a loaded handgun was found in the car. He also failed to appear before the court for this charge, as I've already said, and that didn't help. But the problem is the first charge. Yeah, there appear to have been prior warrants, but none were active. And it was quite possible that Wright was a very bad man who did very bad things, yet he hadn't been convicted of anything at that moment. We're still innocent until proven guilty in this country. So we have someone who hasn't been convicted of a felony who was arrested for being in possession of a firearm without a permit. Requiring a permit in order to carry a gun is gun control. And without that law in place, Wright wouldn't have had an active warrant in the first place. Law enforcement would have had no reason to arrest him in the first place, and he'd have taken his ticket and gone about his merry way. None of this would have had to have happened. Now, this is the unfortunate result of so much gun control. Anti-gunners think that the people most likely to be impacted will be old white men like me, but it's more typically young black males who catch the brunt of this. While we may gripe and complain on the old white guy side, we are historically compliant with the law. Younger black men, however, often find themselves surrounded by people who are likely to kill you if you show any sign of disrespect, yet will treat you like crap if you don't stand up for yourself. So it's not difficult to imagine why someone would carry a gun, even without a permit. That'd be tried by 12 and carried by 6 and all that nonsense. Had it not been for the anti-gun movement's insistence that everyone has to have a permit, all of this could have been avoided and Dante Wright would still be alive. So they can try to pin this on law enforcement as a whole all they want. It can't possibly be applied to it. And while there does to appear have been a degree of negligence, none of that should have mattered. Gun rights are, after all, human rights. And Dante Wright is dead because anti-gunners denied him this as well. Let's put the hand that we're being dealt here on the table. The Dante Wrights of the world can't possibly win in a blue city hellhole. Cannot possibly win in a blue city hellhole. They are useful if they could be arrested and taken down. They will be in a lot of cases now they've had bail reform, so they don't even have to post bail. So they go in, they get whatever paperwork done, they're back out on the street, back in the mix. There's not even intervention to slow them down as they cascade down this roller coaster path to death. Now, how many people like Dante Wright died in Chicago in the month of March over the weekends, over the weeks? How many young men like Dante Wright, out of wedlock children, petty criminal, moving towards a life towards crime, failure in education? How many of them died in Chicago? And we don't know their names. We don't know who they are. Do they matter? Now, this is my position on this. And I mean, I'm not a lawmaker, nor do I play one on TV. When they get out there and they choose the one to be the next face of the oppressed, of the struggle, and it's somebody like Dante Wright or George Floyd, you're looking at somebody whose local government has failed. Local government failed them. Government is supposed to put things in order to a degree where you can do what you need to do, and then they're supposed to get out of your way. They're not supposed to micromanage your life. They are supposed to put you in a position where you can try to succeed. And in the quest, the never-ending quest for votes coming from the left, that never happens. They will get out there, and they will, you know, they'll tell Black America all day long that, hey, you know, they want to put you back in chains, they want to do this, they want to do that, when in fact that was all them to begin with. They're the party of the KKK. They're the party that held up the business of the Senate for 60 days in 1964 while they filibustered the Civil Rights Act. They're the ones that doesn't want Black America armed. You know, I look at Black America, and I just see Americans. Sure, there's some criminals in there, and I know why they're the way they are, and they do need to be dealt with or reformed or something, but that doesn't mean this broad swath that's being painted is just. So, the Dante Wrights of the world, they're never going to stop happening. We will hear some of the names, and some we won't. But it's going to keep on going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Had to hit the cough button. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Franklin Armory, who makes AR-15s, by the way, which is a target of President Joe asterisk Biden. In his little speech he gave the other day, he once again sort of referenced the desire for a federal assault weapon ban. I've got three reasons why such and a ban would be a terrible thing, a terrible way to go. Item number one, which is the most prevalent one, is that there is no agreed-upon definition of mechanically what constitutes an assault weapon. They've always struggled to define what exactly constitutes this. It's like the famous line about identifying pornography: I know it when I see it. But this feckless approach guided the drafting of the 1994 assault weapons ban, and is, again, threatening the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment. There's a weapon out there, a superb weapon called the Ruger Mini 14. Consider these from a technical perspective. If you look at them, you can get one set up and, you know, have an extending stock and a pistol grip, and make it look sort of tacked up, make it sort of look A-team-esque, if you will. Or you can just get it in a standard form with a shoulder stock and, you know, it's just a rifle with a magazine fed. But they're both mechanically identical. They fire the same round. They have the same effective range, same rate of fire, the same mechanical accuracy. But under the 94 assault weapons ban, only one of the guns, the one with the pistol grip, was banned as an assault weapon due to the folding stock and the pistol grip design. So features like a folding stock or a muzzle brake have little effect on the function of a firearm. In fact, in a lot of ways, they're just sort of frills. But these cosmetic components were explicitly restricted as common characteristics of assault weapons in the language of the 94 law. And despite the ban on the assault version, the fixed stock Mini 14 was classified as a firearm with legitimate utility that could be sold by any licensed retailer. None of the features included or exempted in the assault weapons ban have any bearing on the lethality or mechanical function of the firearm itself. That has to do with the length of the barrel and the caliber and the way the ammunition is designed. That's what makes a gun lethal. If you're talking about individual shots making a gun lethal, it has to do with the length of the barrel, because that's where the pressure and the accuracy builds up. Longer the barrel, more you get of that. And just the way the ammunition itself is designed. Further clouding the issue are contradictory definitions for firearms in state and federal firearms codes. California, their stuff is so complex that even honest compliance can lead to significant legal problems. Scott Kirschenman found out that when he contacted the DOJ in California to register his lawfully assembled firearms. And as a result of his good faith attempt to follow the law, he was arrested and charged with 18 counts, including felony possession of an illegal firearm. Now, his case was ultimately dismissed, though not before some of his firearms were destroyed by LEO. Even gun control advocates can get in trouble. Scott Danny Papalardo made a video of himself destroying his AR-15, and in the course of that destruction, he inadvertently created a highly illegal short-barreled rifle. He, of course, was not brought up on charges. Number two, banning assault weapons will not stop rampage/mass shootings. Now, the gun control groups insist that these are the weapons of choice, and they must be regulated accordingly. A very broad definition of mass shootings compiled by the Gun Violence Archive tabulated 465 fatalities across 417 incidents in 2019. These deaths represent about 2.8% of the 16,425 total homicides that year. Rifles were used in only 6% of all gun-related homicides in that same year. Many of these incidents were more commonplace types of criminal activity, like shootouts over drugs or turf warfare. Few of these constituted a shooting spree of indiscriminate violence, which is where the FBI draws the line. Rare, randomized killing sprees get disproportionate news coverage, and they rush to the soapbox, politicians do, to proclaim that they are taking decisive action. And while we may not comprehend the motives for these tragedies, we can learn from them by deconstructing some of their more notorious ones. And it might surprise some to learn that the presence of a semi-auto rifle is not a common denominator in the bloodiest mass shootings. The Virginia Tech shooter was armed with a 9mm Glock and a .22 caliber target pistol and a duffel bag full of spare 10-round magazines at his hip during his 10-minute rampage. In 1991, a man crashed his truck into a Texas restaurant. Over 15 minutes, armed only with a pair of handguns, he fatally wounded 13 people and systematically executed 10 more. The 1946 Walk of Death in Camden, New Jersey was perpetrated by a disturbed veteran armed with a 9mm pistol, 2 8-round magazines, and some loose ammo in his pocket. There is little evidence that weapon type, caliber, or capacity has any relation to the number of casualties in a spree shooting. Spree shooter will always have the best advantages. He will have planning. He will have surprise. And typically they deliberately select locations where firearms are unlikely to be present. The most significant factor in stopping one of these things is time. How fast can you disrupt him? So, used to be you had to wait on backup. Now you got to go in there and do it now. Last but not least, the guns that they have decided are assault weapons are actually crucial self-defense tools. In the United States today, the average gun owner is typically a very diverse person. You have associations like the National African American Gun Association, the LGBTQ plus group Armed Equality, and the Well-Armed Woman, who have seen record growth in the last year. In a time when many people are questioning the role of law enforcement in their daily lives, it makes a lot of sense to greater numbers of people to take personal responsibility for their safety, their personal safety, their families, their homes. Experts prize the AR-15 as the ideal home defense tool. High-capacity magazines are a particular benefit to senior citizens or physically disadvantaged people who might struggle with handling a handgun or a shotgun. Lightweight rounds have low recoil compared to a shotgun and pistol rounds. They're less likely to over-penetrate walls and barriers. Everything the home defender will need can be prepared and stored safely under lock and key until needed for an emergency, which is hopefully never. Banning these weapons would make felons out of people who have committed no harm and simply wish to protect themselves. Greater regulation will disarm marginalized groups facing very real threats of violence. We have to be wary of politicians who know little about firearms, yet promise fast-acting, feel-good legislation instead of working towards more meaningful solutions. And that's the key. The reason I've hammered on young Dante Wright so much is that the question could be asked about him or anybody like him. If it didn't happen today, when would it have happened? And would we have heard about it if it hadn't been because he was killed by a cop? Would it have mattered? Would Dante Wright's life have mattered if he was killed by another criminal? Do these deaths mean anything? Unless there's a political gain to be had for it. And in the meantime, while all these things are going on, while they're letting these cities burn, all this other stuff's going on, they want to come to you and take your weapon away. And this is what we have to be on guard against. So, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector as we once again go take a pleasure walk on Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.